Welcome to Shomach Shova and the Daf Shir sponsored by Nishmas Rabbi Yaakov Sholem and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sukkot Tav Kof Ches. The Gemara right before the Mishnah speaks about the biggest Talmud of Hillel Zaken, who was Yonasan ben Uziel. And the Gemara says, "B'shar she Yoishev Oisik b'Torah, when Yonasan ben Uziel was sitting and learning Torah, kol oif shepireach olav miyad nisrof, any bird that flew above him right away burnt." So in the Sefer Chassidus, they're busy to explain what's going on over here with Yonasan ben Uziel. And we find two almost opposite explanations. The Naim Elimelech, and so is brought down the name of the Baal Shem Tov, explain that oif that we talk about over here is machshav zoris, is bad thoughts. It's brought down that's what it says, Bnei Reshev Yekbiu Uf, it's a pasuk referring to the Mazikim, and we're talking, call them oof, to tell me that this is talking about the bad of the world. When a person is learning Torah, Likertus, and Menuziel, kol oif shepereach ba'avir, any bad thought, any bad influence, any mazik, any bad entity in the world is right away burned, is right away gone away. There's no bad thoughts, there's no bad mazikim in the world. This Torah is magno matzlo. It saves and takes away all the bad from the world, removes it from here, and that's as well done in many other Sefer Chassidus. On the other hand, the Mor of Hashemesh, and also the Yisbach Moshe quotes it, they say that the pshat is like this. Oif refers to a lower level of a malach, refers to a regular malach. Sorof is a higher level of a malach. So it says over here that every oif, which means a lower level malach, nisraf, it becomes a sarf. When you connect to the Torah of Yonasan ben Uziel, every lower dimension in the world elevates to a much higher dimension. So it's almost opposite ideas over here. Reb Tzadik HaKohen, in his sefer called Sichas Malachi Hashores, he says a third explanation that may be a middle explanation between these two. And he says the idea is like this. Yeah, oif, as the Mor HaShemesh says, is referring to a malach. But Yonasan ben Uziel with his Torah, he elevated himself to such a high level of Torah that he was much higher than the malachim. So when he's much higher than the malachim, all the lower dimensions of the world are completely gone. When you elevate yourself to such a high place, all the lower levels don't exist. That's what it means that oif was nisraf, meaning that malach, the level of oif, was so much lower than him, they didn't belong there. He was nisraf, he was gone, he was in a higher level. Meaning, it's almost like a combination of the previous two explanations. Then, in one hand, oif is malach. On the other hand, we're talking about that the Torah of Yonasan ben Uziel removed anything that doesn't belong here, took it away. And that's what it means, that kol oif shepereach olav miyad nisraf. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.